fam, it's your man Blackavelli coming at you. Man, you ain't gonna believe it. We here. Oh my God. But we have season 5. I can't believe season 4 is over. Man, we dropped 50 big ones. It came and went like a hurricane. Man, we want to thank you guys for your support. Much love. But season 5, here we go. Going into 2022, we about to flip the script. Let me tell you how it's going down in season 5. It's all about keeping it 100, as we always have from day one, but we going straight positive. You feel me? It is time. We need it. We pulling stories right from the news. We talking real life experiences. We looking at how we are coming together in these crazy, crazy times. Ain't nobody talking about it. I mean, no matter whether you're looking on your social media feed, whether you're looking on your local cable news network, it's like a sprinkle. You know what I'm saying? It's like a sprinkle. You may get a positive news story every now and then. Well, I'm here to tell you, the positive news is outweighing the negative news out there. They just ain't bringing it. You know what I'm saying? Despite the narrative, we are being forced to watch this on a one-by-one, minute-by-minute basis. You know, we're being forced to watch all this negativity. Well, it ain't finna go down like that on Black Man Over 50. Like I said, it's your man Black. We're keeping it 100 as always on these shows. So give us your feedback. And remember to check us out on WKRN. We in 3 states now. Like I said, we in the NYC, we in Michigan, and we in Nevada. Check for the times at the end of this show. Peace. Blackout. What up? It's your man Blackavelli coming at you with another Black Man Over 50. What's up, fam? How you living? How you loving? How you treating your neighbor? How you doing out there this evening? It's your man Blackavelli coming at you yet again with another hot topic. And you know, it's just crazy, man. I just love doing these podcasts. I love the fam. I love the team. And it be so much new stuff coming at your boy that he ain't never even heard of. I'm learning while I'm living the dream, man, and this one is like no other. Okay, all right, Aaron, first of all, you know, I'm bringing this knowledge while I am demoting this. I am not promoting, I'm demoting. I think that it's a good concept that has gone way off the edge. You know, we need to find a happy medium again. You know, this is season number 5, positive season. I'm talking about, you know, positive things. I want us to work together. And I understand how, you know, we have some differences going on between the male and female species right now. But at the end of the day, it takes both of us. You know what I'm saying? It takes both of us to make this thing happen. And so, right out the gate, we got to talk about this one, fam. Because this is out of control. It's been around for a minute. It's growing. You know what I'm saying? It's a movement. You know what I'm saying? And most people, especially my age, over 50, don't even know this is out there. We have no idea what's smoking in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? And it's madness. And so tonight's show is about something called the manosphere. Are you hip to the manosphere? If you hip to it, please hit me with some comments and some feedback. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of this I'm reading, I am finding hard to believe myself. And for those of you who like your boy who was not aware of this, let me tell you what's really going on. The Manosphere is a collection of websites, blogs, and online forums promoting masculinity, misogyny, and a strong opposition to feminism. And so again, these fellas have gone off the deep end. Communities within the manosphere includes men's rights activists, incels, I had never even heard this term, involuntary celibates. What? Men going their own way. The MGTOW. I mean, you gotta listen, I'm gonna put the links because I know you don't believe me. Pickup artists, the PUA, and fathers' rights groups. Really? There's a father's right group out there? You know, I was a single parent. I raised two kids. I didn't know there was no father's group out there. You know what I'm saying? The manosphere overlaps with the far right and alt-right communities. And this is where I go, oh Lord. It has also been associated with online harassment and has been implicated in radicalizing men into misogynist beliefs and the glorification of violence against women. All right, you already know. We ain't standing for that. Some sources have associated the manosphere-based radicalization with mass shootings motivated by misogyny. Oh my God. I'm telling you, this is serious stuff, man. This is serious stuff. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the manosphere overlaps with far-right and the neo-reactionary white nationalist alt-right movement. I mean, again, they have just Zuckerberg, which is my man for Facebook, writes that many alt-right members are either pickup artists or MGTOW, and the policing of white female sexuality is a major concern. I mean, this is serious. This is completely unhinged right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to tell you. Listen, let me tell you about the ideology of these people. It's off the chain. The manosphere is a heterogeneous group of online communities that include men's rights activists, like I told you. That's MRAs, incels, men going their own way, pickup artists, and fathers' rights groups. Some of these groups have adversarial relationships with one another. You know what I'm saying? This is something that we got to pay attention to, man. Like I say, this is a movement. You know what I'm saying? And while I am in agreement that men are getting the short end of the stick, you know what I'm saying, you might feel a little overwhelmed dealing with women. In no way am I promoting what is a red pill. Listen, y'all gotta Google up some of this stuff. It's off the chain. They got a red pill. Swallowing the Red Pill, a journey to the heart of modern misogyny. They took this right from the Matrix. I know you don't believe it. I didn't believe it either. This is straight out the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? And you remember in the Matrix, you know, they would say that the red pill gets you to the truth. You know, the red pill offers you, you know, the one possibility, and that's learning the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was in the Matrix. So homeboy then brought this to the real world, saying the red pill is a metaphor. You know what I'm saying? It's a metaphor for, like I say, men are pissed. You know what I'm saying? And now they are, like I said, they are creating forms. It's going unhinged. It is going unhinged. You know what I mean? And we got to know what's going on. Like I said, we got to, man, like I said, we are heading into some uncharted waters, people. You know what I'm saying? It was one thing when we had the female movement. You know, it was one thing when women was, you know, like I say, charting their course, you know what I'm saying, and men was feeling, you know, like I said, the beta male was born, men was feeling disrespected, you know what I'm saying? But now, like I said, you have a rebirth, you know what I'm saying? You got a rebirth, man, and people, okay, hold on, let me break this down. Check this out. They have incels abide by the black pill, a belief that women use their sexual power to dominate men socially. For that, incels want revenge. The team analysis found that the metasphere is evolving and fast. Over the past 10 years, the population of men identifying as men's rights activists and MGTOWs, traditionally older and less violent, is falling, while younger, more toxic PUA and incel communities have been on the rise. I'm telling you, dude, you know, it's funny until somebody gets hurt. You know what I'm saying? And these dudes are freaking out, dude. They can't, you know what I'm saying? Again, they can't take the pressure. You know what I'm saying? They can't take the pressure. It says the manosphere is getting more toxic as angry men join the incels. You know what I'm saying? This is insanity on steroids, dude. Listen, this red pill. I was telling you, this red pill. It says the name derives from the scene, from a scene in the 1999 film The Matrix, in which Lawrence Fishburne offers Keanu Reeves a choice to take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you deep down the rabbit hole. The rabbit hole in this case is the reality that women run the world without taking responsibility for it. Now, again, this is the viewpoint of an individual, and I'm going to put the links in the description. And that their male victims are not permitted to complain. This makes the red pill a continuous, multi-voiced, up-to-the-minute male complaint nestled at the heart of the so-called manosphere, a network of websites preoccupied with both the men's rights movement and how to pick up women. The manosphere's most hateful opinions tend to generate the most attention, like Rush V's notion that it should be legal to rape a woman on private property, a bit of hateful stupidity which he later claimed to be a joke. This is just insanity. By judging the red pill by the most extreme statements of his members, it's not unfair, then at least inaccurate. There is plenty of vileness, to be sure. Elaborate conspiracy theories formed out of pure misogyny and outright hatred of female independence. Now see, again, I keep telling y'all, we are hitting the Y in the row. You know what I'm saying? Since the beginning of time, men have dominated, men have just done some egregious things to females. And then it was a time when women tried to right the ship. In my opinion, they will never right the ship for how much that has been done wrong to them. But they for dang on sure put a dent in the hustle, dude. They put a dent in the armor, dude. And you know they have really done proud for themselves and stepped the game up. Now while this was going on, again, while everybody was watching the feminist movement. Everybody was watching women rise to the top. The babies, the resentful babies behind the scene who didn't have mommy at home, who was raised by the nanny, you know what I'm saying, who didn't have, the same cooked meal every night, was eating out the microwave. Well, it has spawned an evil little demon seed. It has spawned an evil little demon seed who has created the manosphere. You know what I'm saying? Now, again, you're talking right wing. Again, see that? And this is not a racist show. I'm not trying to call it down the middle. But this is why I say black people, especially black men, we will kill each other. We'll go up and slap somebody on the stage. But when it comes to our women, you know what I'm saying? We are way more docile than other, other races. When you get over to that right, you know what I'm saying? This is the right wing. These are the people, they get laid off, they commit suicide in the parking lot. These are the people, they get pissed at the school, they grab the 12. You're going to fire who? They get the 12 gauge, they'll shoot up everybody, dude. You get to the left. You get to the far left. We ain't doing it. We may march, we may complain about it, but there is no manosphere being allowed in the ghetto. Women will burn that mug to the ground, dude. This is a completely different roadmap. But again, the far right, you know what I'm saying? They cracking from depression, you know what I'm saying? The far right women are beating them on their head. And you gotta understand, you gotta look at it. Our first, female vice president, her husband, in a normal world, would be the man. He's a lawyer, top law firm, he's married to the vice president, so he's a little dude. Our first black, Supreme Court justice, her husband in a normal life would be the man, but he's married to the first black Supreme Court justice. So times have changed, and I would just say deal with it, But the far right, they ain't taking it, bro. They have created the manosphere. Where on the left, they are changing diapers, getting beat down, kids throwing shit at him at the house. I mean, it's just two different ways of dealing with an issue. But I'm telling my ladies of the left, I'm telling my ladies with the beta males at home, I'm telling my ladies with the soft guys that's taking that verbal lynching right now, that a storm is coming. This metapause or whatever they call it, metasphere, they gonna soften it up a little bit. They gonna put a little, you know, put a little flavor on it, and they gonna serve it to your man. I'm telling you, right now, there is a completely disregard for the way it used to be. You know what I'm saying? It is a complete no more going down. Everybody is trying to get the red pill. And so what we got to do, my ladies out there, is instead of fighting this, because I'm telling you, it's coming like a snowball downhill. We got to understand it, figure it out, and head, and be there to head it on. Because if not, there's going to be a lot of single ladies. You know what I mean? Because if you come at it sideways, like my way or the highway, and dude is coming at it like, well, the highway is better than your way, then at the end of the day, we're going to have some problems. You know what I mean? It's not the problem we create, it's what we mutate from that problem. You know, we go our separate ways, we go forget it, we go back to eating spam out the can, and then we mutate another crazy baby that now grows up even more angry. And so, obviously, that's not the way. You know what I'm saying? We got to get back to the family structure. We got to get back to the family unity. We got to destroy, the metasphere out the gate, dude. I'm telling you, that is not going to end well by no stretch of the imagination. Because number one, women aren't the same anymore. See, you just can't be running up on women sideways. You're going to get your freaking head blown off. And if she know that UA or whatever that is, that WUA, that UW, whatever it is, she might just crack your back. So first of all, women ain't the same no more. You're not just running up on them getting retarded. That's number one. Number two, men ain't built like that no more. You know what I'm saying? Men ain't just running up, you know what I'm saying, on women getting sideways about, you know, that's just not happening. So we need to find a different technique. If you know anybody that's down, that's tripping on this, whatever this is and what's going on, red pills, black pills, blue pills, tell them put the bottle down. Put all the pills down. Because remember, your mama was a woman. The first time men get too crazy, you have to remind them that their mama was a woman. That's number one. We got to find a different way. You're not putting your hands on them. You know what I'm saying? You're not calling them out their name. You know, nah, dude. That's going way too far. If you ask a woman to dance, she don't want to dance, you go sit down. If you ask her, do you want to go out, you want to be my lady, she say no, then go sit down. You know what I'm saying? You cannot demand that a woman gets down with you. Now, on the same token, women, you have to understand what you create by doing your own thing. This is the offspring. This is the reproduction of, like I said, of just being a complete badass. You know what I'm saying? When you are just completely, there is no nurturing, it's just mano-a-mano, you know, 50-50, you know, man, you do it, I do it. When it's like that, this is what you spawn. And now we got to deal with the manosphere. We got to deal with the red pill, the blue pill. God knows what women going to come out with. They're going to come out with the zebra pill. They're going to come out with the it's okay to cut your freaking tongue out. I mean, this does not stop. You know what I'm saying? This is the Hatfield and McCoys on a completely different level when you talk about men and women and who feels like, you know what I'm saying, they ain't getting a fair end of the stick. So I want y'all to check this out. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to drop a quick one because your boy could not believe it. You know what I'm saying? When I did my last show, you know, and it brought me into this manosphere, I just went haywire and I had to get into it. So drop your boy some feedback. Let him know. It's your man Black and Belly coming at you with another Black Man Over 50 Blackout. What up, fam? It's your man, Black and Belly, coming at you with some new info. Black Man Over 50 show is going on another level. Man, you just can't make this up. See, when you're dealing with Birdie Wordy, you see what I'm saying? When you're dealing with the young GIs out there, you keep stepping your game up. Black Man Over 50 is about to hit Twitter Spaces, man. If you don't know what it is, you better read about it. We also finna hit Clubhouse, so be on the listen out. We gonna be live. Your band is gonna be live. You can talk to him. You can get involved. We also gonna have Birdie Wordy with us straight out the Bay Area. And so this is a collaboration like no other. So I want you to be listening out. Both on Clubhouse, you'll start seeing the bios go out, the links go out, the whole nine yards, and also on Twitter Spaces. This is all brand new. Coming to you live from your man Blackavelli, Black Man Over 50, Blackout. What up, fam? It's your man Black. It's season 5. I want to holler at you. Man, I want to give a special shout out and thank you. It's been 4 beautiful seasons and we couldn't have done it without your support. I want you to continue. I've been asked, how can you support the show? The number one way to support our show is with your feedback. We love hearing your voices. Outside of your feedback, we do accept donations. We can take them in either way you want to give them. Most of the places that you can see the podcast, whether it's on Anchor, whether it's on Spotify, they will allow you to leave us donations. You know, we want you to go to Anchor. Anchor is the number one platform. It allows you to do this thing yourself. And so on Anchor, you can leave us the message shout outs as well as the monetary donations. But this is a official thank you to the fam. We appreciate all that you've done. Birdie Wordy, birdiewordy.com. We want to thank you, man. We would not be where we are without you. Low So Fresh. And for y'all that want to know, we get so many comments about our beats. You know, man, they like the way we do the beats on the overlays. Well, that started with no other than Low So Fresh. And so we got to give homage to the creator. And so we want to thank you, Low So Fresh. And we also, again, want to thank the fans. And so we want to thank you guys that listen to us. Rain, sleet, shine, you know, most of my truck driver buddies out there listen to us on the road. We got international love coming to us everywhere from Spain to Africa. And so we want to appreciate it. Again, this is a thank you, a shout out to the fam. Much love. Blackout. Quick, it's season 5. We got a new commercial we dropping. You know how we get down. And so, man, with season 5, it's going to be a whole new flavor. So we want to make sure you're checking us out on IG. All the links is in the description at the bottom of every show so you can keep up with your boy. Make sure you check us out on Facebook. All you got to do is type in at Blackavelli once you get to Facebook and you coming straight in the back door to your boy. Please, we need you to support our podcast. And how you support us? Most and foremost is with your feedback. Like I said, you can go straight to Anchor. It's got the link right in every podcast to give me straight feedback, or you can hit me directly on the email at blackmanover50@gmail.com, and that's coming right to your boy Selly. You gotta check out some of the books we got out. You know, we got the Pepper and Antonio series. It's a whole series. It went ham in 2020. You gotta check out Pepper and Antonio. It is worth it. Follow your boy. We got another paperback. Oh my God, the Black Fits. The Black Fits was off the chain. It just dropped, just like the Misfits, the Black Fits, a whole nother level. And last but not least, we got The Adventures of Birdie Wordy Lagos. That book was legendary. The paperback went off the chain, hit 500 copies sold in the first month. So check out Birdie Wordy Lagos, straight out of Detroit, straight with a little Colombian twist. I ain't gonna even tell you the storyline, but that should give you the ingredients of a heck of a novel. And so check out Birdie Wordy Lagos. Also, I want you, while you're looking, check out our merch. We got merch coming at you on Gearbubble and several other lines. So you can go to blackmenover50.com. That's our website. Check out all the links. Man, we got NFTs. We got digital portraits. Man, we got all kind of merch. Hats, glasses, shoes. It's going down. Last but not least, we got a couple radio stations that we promoting. We got Over the Water Radio. That is legendary. Been going down for about 3 years. It's hip-hop flavor of all nations. And so you got African hip-hop. You got Colombian Latin hip-hop. You got the American traditional hip-hop. You got hip-hop coming out of China. Check out The Flow. That's Over Water Radio. Check out Gospel Rap Take It Over. For those of you that know the traditional gospel music, this is the 808 version. It is the gospel like no other, coming straight from the Midwest. We got some West Coast boys in there too. Just follow the station. Check your boy out. Again, this is your boy Blackavelli, Black Man Over 50, Season 5, Blackout.